Well, let's put it to the test. Education Secretary Michael Gove had suggested that a yacht would be a suitable gift for the Queen on her Diamond Jubilee. Nick Clegg, the Deputy Prime Minister, was against that idea, and this is what he said.
When I read this in the newspapers, I thought to myself that this debate is going to turn into a debate about the haves and the have-yachts.
Ha, 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 ha. As you can tell, very well written many times in advance and certainly not off-the-cuff humour. What about when the Prime Minister, David Cameron, went to Australia? Do you remember what happened then?
I turned to the Australian Prime Minister and said, "Thank you very much, Julia." And she said, I can't quite do the accent, but I'll try. "Not a bit, David. This is good news for Sheilas everywhere."
And my goodness me, didn't he get into trouble for that? Is that laughter real or is it just those people from the party faithful saying, "Oh gosh, we can't let this one end up with tumbleweed blowing across the scene"? Let's talk to John Rentoul, who's the chief political commentator for The Independent on Sunday. Morning to you, John. Thank you for joining us this morning. Politicians, can they ever truly be funny when they're in Parliament?
Oh, yes. I mean, those were two really clunking examples of politicians not being funny. But
yes. We didn't have to work hard to find examples of that, I can assure you.
I mean, that Nick Clegg joke must be at least 10 years old, I would have thought. But they can be funny. I mean, the problem politicians have is that, you know, their main objective when they open their mouths is to get to the end of the sentence without losing their job. So they have to be quite careful about what they say. And, you know, misplaced humour gets you into trouble, as Tom Harris found out yesterday when he was sacked from some post I didn't know he had in the Scottish Labour Party for posting a downfall parody video about Alex Salmond.
For those people who look at politicians, it must be very difficult if you're suffering in the current climate, because even though we all have human rights to be funny if we want to be, whatever our jobs, however serious our jobs, if we're, you know, if we're judges, if we're surgeons, if we deal with the dead, you know, the decent, but you know, whatever our job is, we have a right to be funny. But when it's people who decide the future, is there any shame amongst politicians at times to be funny and times not to be?
Oh no, I mean, I mean, you can use humour because it's a very effective weapon, and they've got to use humour in the House of Commons because you're trying to mobilise your troops. I mean, David Cameron was very funny the other day at Prime Minister's Questions when he said it's not like we're brothers or anything when he was dismissing suggestions that he and Nick Clegg were at odds with each other. And you know, Tony Blair, when he gave one of his last conference speeches, made that joke about Cherie and saying it's not like she's going to run off with the bloke next door. I mean, that was very, very pointed. It was very funny. It was pointed because you can say things in a joke that you couldn't possibly say straight.
John, stay there for one second. I'm going to ask you in a second, just a bit of warning, if you can name me some genuinely funny politicians. Maybe if you can get five, and if you can't get five, let's see if we can take three. Steve is there, though. Morning to you, Steve. Who do you think is a genuinely funny politician?
Well, I mean, he's in the House of Commons, and it's Dennis Skinner. I mean, he doesn't know he's funny, but he's up from up north. He's about 300-odd, and he just sits there, and he opens his mouth, gets thrown out because he opens it, but everybody laughs at him.
He has got great presence. Do you think it's his northern extraction that really helps him there?
I couldn't possibly say.
Oh, God, give it a go.
Well, yeah, he is a northern monkey, let's be honest, you know. So he's one of those boys, isn't he? He opens it and lets loose.
Steve, thank you for that. What about you, John? Can you name any that you would say really need to be on the line of, yeah, you are genuinely funny?
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, Dennis Skinner was Dennis Skinner was the master of the heckle, well-timed heckle. I mean, I remember he shouted out "Hubble hubble quack quack" when Margaret Thatcher came into the House of Commons for the last, you know, one of her last
a
nights.
Dead duck, etc.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, William Hague can be very, very funny. I mean, he used to be derided in a sense by the Labour Party when he was Tory leader, because his jokes were very funny. He was a good after dinner speaker, but he wasn't a very good leader of the opposition. I mean, I remember he did a wonderful sketch in the House of Commons, sort of setting out what it would be like if Tony Blair became President of Europe and came and knocked on Gordon Brown's door. I mean, that was hilarious.